Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about? Man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Kevin, don't you get home from the bar last night? And you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and I'm here with my lovely gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Well, thank you, lovely Dr. Kat.
You're welcome.
Gotcha.
Want us to answer your question? You can go ahead and call our listener line at 213-270-1968, or better yet, email us at kat@drkat.com. That's kat@drkat.com.
Yes, and support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to Adam and Eve right now, and you'll receive 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code DRKAT at checkout. That's DRKAT at the checkout. And that go to adamandeve.com right now.
You got it. Stock up on whatever toys you didn't get for Valentine's Day,
or
right?
Or for Christmas, you can get them for Valentine's Day.
That is true. Well, timing-wise, you know what I mean?
This will be after. Sorry.
Yeah. But even so, if you really wanted something and you didn't get it.
Yeah, now's the time.
You got it. So so lots of smoking deals there. Mm. And just, let's see, Tom Ford. Some of our listeners might not know who Tom Ford is.
So what? How is that possible?
I know. They're probably not all gay men.
Exactly. Tom Ford was the designer, the head designer for Gucci for many, many years. And then they basically fired him, I think, a few years ago, and he said he gave him the big fuck you and started his own line of Tom Ford menswear, and now I think he's come out with actually women's wear as well. Super cool guy. He's also crossed over into other mediums. He directed that fabulous movie of last year called A Single Man.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Starring soon-to-be Oscar winner Colin Firth was in it.
Interesting.
If you haven't seen it, see it. It's just in a terrific movie, and Colin Firth is amazing.
I didn't realize he directed that, because I saw the previews, and it looked interesting. So, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's basically saying, so Tom Ford was interviewed by Out magazine.
Yes.
He is very, very gay.
Yes, yeah, he is.
Right? He's been with his partner for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as gay as you can get.
There you go.
successfully gay,
right,
let's say. and in the interview with the artist John Curran, for the interview, Ford talked about his feelings about women and that he actually feels sexually attracted to women sometimes.
Right. And not only sexually attracted, he wants to fuck them.
Right.
I mean, basically, it's like, okay, you know, to each his own, right? I mean,
right.
He even talks about it. There's the sliding scale of sexuality.
Right.
And, you know, we all have it, you know.
That it's a little more fluid than people think, you know. And even though, however you label yourself, you know, gay, straight, bi.
In between.
Questioning, right.
Straight but curious.
Straight but curious. or even if you label yourself that, you know, we all need to acknowledge that really probably our sexualities are even bigger and more inclusive than we realize.
Right, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And I think that was really what was interesting about the interview, because he talks about women, mm-hmm. That he can really appreciate their bodies. And it's true about how in the media and in advertising, women's bodies are used to sell products. And, you know, full frontal female, you know.
No problem. Right.
You throw.
Go to Europe. I mean, you see it commercials. You know, they're bare-breasted. I mean, you don't see Gianni on those commercials. But it's like nudity is no big thing for women.
For women.
Yeah.
But you throw guys, you know, with his full frontal and.
Right.
Yeah. Suddenly people, men and women alike.
NC-17.
Right.
Yeah.
So really interesting, and that he's able to lust for them,
right,
but not necessarily act on it. You know, he's been with his partner,
right,
for that whole time.
So a couple things that I find interesting is, you know, you read these articles every once in a while, and they're 99.99% of the time a gay man talking about how, yeah, I could fuck a woman.
Right.
When is the last time that, you know, Harrison Ford or Tom Cruise, right, which...
Who really needs to say it.
Right. You know, has ever come out and said, yeah, you know, I could fuck a guy.
Right.
Know, or I could get my dick sucked. You know, my thing is, you know, frat party plus kegger equals... Right. Question mark. You know,
right.
Anything is possible.
That is very true. That's what college is for, isn't it?
Exactly.
But it's true. It's far more discussed about women experimenting with women in college versus men experimenting with men. And I say experimenting like there's a couple different ways I'm saying that. And what I mean is that experimenting, sometimes it is a once or a twice sort of thing.
Right.
And other times it's experimental in the fact that, you know, you realize that you have that proclivity or that ability to open up to the same gender,
right,
and that it might manifest in other ways later on. Does that make you gay?
Right.
It depends what you want to call yourself.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I don't know what the statistics are, certainly, mm-hmm, but I imagine there's a great percentage out there of people who have tried it at least once, you know.
Right.
And it's like Brussels sprouts. You don't know if you don't like it unless you try it.
That's very true, you know. And that's the thing as well, is that people don't realize is that if you take away the label, you know, the joke about you close your eyes and it all feels the same.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and granted, you know, and some people will just use it within fantasy, you
right.
know. It's like some fantasies are meant to be played out and some aren't. But there are plenty of people who either have or haven't acted out on it. And let's say it's a woman who's with a guy or a guy who's with a woman and they find it hot, you know, the thought of, you know, two men getting it on. But they wouldn't necessarily play it out in their everyday
right.
life.
I think that's why God invented three ways.
Right.
It's like, I can touch this man's dick, you know, because a woman's in the room, you know.
It gives you just enough permission. You know, that's how George Michael figured out that he might be gay.
Really?
Yeah, he was a three-way when he was 19 years old.
Oh.
See, this goes back to my fascination with George Michael, so I digress.
And not with the guy who was with him in Wham, who is straight.
No, Andrew is very straight.
I know.
He ended up with one of the Bananarama girls.
See, that's what I recently read that, yeah.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
It is. So, and the other funny thing just about this interview, to wrap it up too, is... he was talking about how he would prefer to do the interview in the nude.
Right.
So
he was saying he when he goes home, he takes off all of his clothes and he walks around his apartment nude, which, of course, I want to be there.
right. Because he's 55, 56 years old, but he looks good.
He is looking really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great for his age. I'm just wondering, I hope he doesn't have a white couch.
That's
the only thing, you know?
Well, apparently the interviewer actually did the interview with him in the nude. And at the end of the interview, they're like, oh, you know, this wasn't sexual at all, you know, because he's like, well, and the interviewer was like, I made it a point to, like, desexualize it. And Tom Ford's like, yeah, but there's a certain point, you know, where it's in the eyes.
Right.
What makes it sexual. And then suddenly it got uncomfortable.
It got a little, yeah, got a little sweaty.
On the white couch.
Right.
Good luck with that stain remover, Tom. Anyway, let's move on to our first question.
Okay. Our first question is from Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, who
As in Nikki Six. Oh, wait, no.
I guess.
It's not.
Well,
the
thing, here we go. Nikki, who wants to switch it up. So here's the question. I'm a guy, period. Are there any masturbation tips you can give me to mix it up?
Alrighty, Nikki.
Dude, I'm sorry. You know,
what?
Come on. You know, it's like, unless you live in a cave, and obviously he doesn't live in a cave because even cavemen figured out how to freaking jerk off, okay?
Right, but he's saying he doesn't want to jerk off in the same way every single time.
And I'm saying, in the course, put a guy alone in a room and he's going to find something to fucking jerk off with. It's either his left. So, Nikki, where I respect your question,
mm-hmm,
it's like, dude, you know, your left hand, a watermelon, a banana peel, an athletic sock.
But maybe he's just looking for a little permission. Maybe he's always been like Mr. Righty and has maybe some kind of, hang up about.
I need my bell. Ring, dong. Nikki, you have permission.
It's the fairy godmother.
I mean, if he's looking for us to talk dirty, hey, Nikki. Why, you know, here's one that I read about. Why don't you take one of those plastic bags that you put your vegetables in and put it in between your mattress, fill it with oil, like vegetable oil,
okay,
and fuck your mattress.
Oh, nice. See, example number one, Nikki.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Oh, my God. In addition to that, Nikki, it's true. It's just you need to get creative. You need to figure out what kind of sensations you do like. You know, if it's something where, like, you're in the shower and you're experimenting and you're using, like, conditioner or soap, right, or something like that, realize that you can probably replicate that outside the shower.
Do not use shaving cream.
Why?
It gets really minty and weird.
Oh.
So.
Some people might like minty
oh,
and weird.
Not that I would know that.
I just did a radio show the other day, and they were talking about ways to sensual ways to mix up oral sex, and it was funny on AdamandEve.com. Right, that way too. That's a whole lot. Yes, that's true. We'll probably discuss that later. But they have a product called the BJ Blast.
Ooh.
And it's basically like Pop Rocks for, oral sex. But it's designed. It's not an off-label use. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
But there's another thing. You know, Nikki could even get that and have, you know, like wet his hand and put the Pop Rocks in his hand. And
ow.
Some people like it,
but
though.
It's hard. That would be like...
I'm apparently going to have to order you some.
Jerking off rock candy. It's like, ow!
Big rock candy mountain.
There you go. Right, there you go.
But no, it's. I think it's, you know, on the conversely, on my end of things, I think it's actually great he asked the question and that he's looking for ways to mix it up. And again, it might be about the permission. It might just be about different ideas.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a million and one. And I would say, you know, as a little homework assignment for Nikki, you know, this week, come up with three new ways to masturbate.
Right. I just gave you six.
Right.
And the other thing, you know, as I said, I'm a big internet, you know, promoter. Google. If you Google masturbation and then click images.
Oh my God, it's
you're
true.
You're probably going to see a lot of
you will get walked through it, Nikki, probably far more than you wanted to experience.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Our next question comes from, well, let's see. Rusty's girl has got the giggles. This is Rusty writing in. He says, my fiance has a very ticklish clit. I mean, so much so that when she gets to the point of orgasm, she starts to laugh and it stops it cold. At first, I thought it was just me till she tried it with a toy and still the same result. It got me frustrated because I would love to be able to give her the big O. What do I do or what can we try?
Wow. Okay. A little clinical, you know, I guess you can handle this one probably better than I can. The one thing that it makes me think of mm-hmm. is, right, different sensations to the extreme can promote different reactions. So,
right.
Like, for me, if I get a massage and it's like a deep massage and someone finds a knot,
yes.
I laugh.
Really?
Oh, it hurts so much that it makes me laugh, you know. So that's my reaction to it. So, you know, maybe that's the way that she's going. The unfortunate part of this is it would be one thing. It sounds like it would be one thing if she just kind of laughed through her orgasm.
Right.
But it sounds like she starts to laugh and there's no
it
orgasm.
It inhibits it. It just, like, stops it. It sounds what it sounds
so
like.
So I don't know if it stops it because it breaks the mood or if it stops it because she's laughing and it kind of makes
physiologically,
her mood
she just
go away.
Shuts down.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, maybe so. No, it's really interesting. You do have something there with the it's the pain pleasure response, and it has to do with our central nervous systems. And pain and pleasure are actually far closer, far more similar when it comes to everyone's central nervous system. That's why S&M, some people are really attracted to it, because somehow that response, the way the neurons fire and everything, our bodies read it very similarly. So you're right, and there definitely might be something to that. If she cannot find a way to laugh through the orgasm, so it might just be if she observes it enough and realizes, oh my God, yeah, why don't I just kind of parlay that into, you know, my sexual satisfaction, then great. If it's something more physiological, what they might want to try and do is just is mix up whatever technique they're using. So whether it's through intercourse or maybe he's using his hand or his tongue, I found that, like, oftentimes, like, the very head of the clitoris sometimes is just too, it's too freaking sensitive, you know, and especially once you get near orgasm, it becomes really highly so sensitive that the head actually starts retracting underneath the clitoral hood right at orgasm because it's trying to kind of pace itself, so to speak.
Tippy turtle.
Right. Oh. And so anyway, I would suggest moving the the play and the stimulation to either right above the clitoris
okay.
or to the sides. Because the other thing about the clitoris people don't realize is it actually extends underneath both the labia.
I know, because it's shaped like a wishbone.
It's right.
See, I'm learning.
Make a wish. So I would suggest trying that out, Rusty, and see how it goes. Try and see if she can laugh through, and if not, just move the stimulation over a little bit and see what happens.
Explore new options. Good.
Super.
You have questions, we have answers. Call the Dr. Cat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. So, Dave, our next question is, Dave wants to know women and the back door. Okay.
Hello.
Knocking at the back door. Okay, so Dave asks, are there women who actually enjoy anal sex? And if so, what do they like about it? Also, is it just the ick factor that inhibits more women from trying this? The ick factor.
The ick factor.
Love it. Like, it's a dipstick.
Well, it's not like the X factor. It's the ick factor.
The ick factor.
No, I mean, this is really interesting because I've found that most women actually have an interest in anal sex. Okay. And the ones who are turned off by it are either, A, they're under the myth that it's dirty and gross and, you know,
right.
and like literally dirty and gross.
Right. Which it can be. But it shouldn't be.
But it doesn't have to be. Right. Anal sex, it doesn't have to be dirty and gross. Or there's the kind of the sociocultural stuff that it's taboo and they shouldn't go there. But part of the thing that interests a lot of women, too, is because there is a taboo with it. In fact, anal sex was just voted on actually a couple of different surveys this year as the number one taboo for heterosexual couples.
I believe it. And it's so funny that they talk about it as a taboo. And,
right.
you know, the gay men get this bum rap because it's like, you know, you think
homosexuals,
you know, butt sex.
Right.
But the number one fantasy for heterosexual men is fucking
sex?
A woman in the ass, you
right.
know? It's like, come on.
You know,
you can't have it both ways. So.
Or you
well,
can.
I guess you can.
But
anyway.
But no, it's true. And so I think actually there are a lot of women who are open to it. And if they aren't, they might have their reasons. They might have had a bad experience with anal sex.
Right.
And the main thing with that is that, you know, I just actually posted on our Facebook, on the Sex Chat with Dr. Cat group page, a really quick anal sex 101.
Okay.
Because we do get a lot of questions
right.
that have to do with the back door. And so a lot of specifics are there. But to break it down, you know, it's like you have to go slow. You have to kind of graduate into it. You know, start with either fingers or toys that are smaller.
And the three biggest words. Lubricate.
It is true. Do not skimp on the lube. And a lot of people think, well, we're just going to go and we're going to try anal sex and just like right out of the gate, like the first time. It might take a few sessions to like loosen her up and have her feel like she can enjoy it.
Right.
Because most women, by and large, once they experience it, they end up really enjoying it. And physiologically, there is a reason why. You know, a lot of guys are like, well, there's no clitoris and there's no G-spot in the anus.
There's no prostate.
Women
don't have prostate.
Right, prostates or whatever. But there's still a lot of nerve sensation. And if you can do it the right way and have the lube and work someone into it, it actually can be really satisfying
right.
for women. So.
And sometimes sex is, you know, you might not... You know, whatever. This is the big caveat or whatever. But mm-hmm. you might do something that you might not necessarily enjoy. And I'm not saying that it has to be painful because butt sex can be painful. But
right.
sometimes what ends up turning the other person on mm-hmm. is that you realize that you're turning your partner on so much. So some guy
right.
might not enjoy, you know, going down on a woman,
right.
you know, licking her twat. But if she's writhing and squirming and giggling and you know, he's totally turning her on, I'm sure
yeah.
that's going to turn him on in some
right.
way,
right, yeah,
too,
it so. Definitely does. It definitely kind of, it's more about kind of the enjoyment between both of you and the dynamic you have sexually. And you're going to want to do things that turn your partner on. So I would say, yes, there are absolutely women who enjoy anal sex. There are plenty of things they like about it. Some like the taboo. Some like the sensation of it. Also, if you're trying it for the first time, because the pain pleasure response that we just talked about is so similar, make sure you're doing clitoral stimulation at the same time.
There you go.
Because it helps to kind of reroute the pain response too. And
right.
and more women actually tend to be enjoying anal sex, so they get a little clitoral stimulation at the same time.
Right. Good.
So, there we go. And let's see. If you have questions, we have answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. And we have actually a little extra question this week, and it's on a slightly more serious note, but someone wrote it in, and I figured that it definitely deserved an answer, even though we've had similar questions to it before. But I wanted to include it this week. So Scott is trying to get back out there. Scott says, I'm a 36-year-old, and I was with the same person for 18 years. Last year on Valentine's Day, my wife died. I've been doing a lot of work on myself since then and have been trying to get back out there again to meet someone. I was completely devoted to her and I have no idea what I'm doing or where to go, and I've been rejected in the worst way by no one responding to me at all. The bar scene is not for me, and online is not working. I'm getting very discouraged. I don't think it's my looks. I'm 6'2". Yeah, I'm overweight and 240, but I'm working out every day to change that. When I go to bars, I get attention, but they always seem to be with somebody. Could you push me in the right direction?
Mm. Well, Scott, number one, sorry to hear about your wife. It sounds like, you know, you guys had an awesome relationship. But, I think that you're starting off in the right direction only just because you want to put yourself out there. You know, Scott wants to be out there. So we have talked about this a little bit before, and, you know, one of the first things that comes to mind, you know, would be like a speed dating thing.
Right.
Because it is a way to meet a lot of women at once, that you actually have one-on-one conversation. You don't have to walk up to someone at a bar and say, hey, how are you? Everyone's
right
there because they want to meet someone.
Right.
You know? And then the next thing that I think about is friends. You know, just let every one of your friends know that you are back on the market. So, you know,
right,
and if they're your friends, they obviously enjoy you and think the world of you. So they
right
would talk you up to someone who might also be in the market for
right
for a little companionship.
And I'm wondering, too, just Scott, because you keep kind of hitting a wall. I have to say this. It begs to question if you're even ready to start dating. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I get that you've been working on yourself, and I think that's great. It sounds like physically you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, but you might emotionally need a little help. And so seeing a therapist or going to a grief group, because sometimes we think we're ready and we go out there and we're still kind of projecting that we're not ready to people.
That
it's almost like
sense
an energetic thing, and
right
sometimes that can turn people off. And I'm not saying it's because something's wrong with you. I just mean that maybe you just need to give yourself a little more time and do some emotional work in addition to the physical work that you're doing. And then beyond that, just decide to go out and make friends and get involved in things where there are people who are like-minded. You know, whether it's
there
a Sierra Club thing, you know, things that kind of feed you as a person. And just if you met someone, that would be a total bonus.
Right.
But maybe take the pressure off a little bit and don't expect so much so soon, you know, because that is a rough period to go through.
Excellent advice, Dr. Kat.
You got it. And thanks again, Scott. So next we have our Gay Take Straight Take, the featured toy of the week.
Yay.
Exciting. And so it's the G-Gasm Delight G-Spot toy. So the thing, that's the title of it, but what I like about it is you can use the same toy to target the prostate, too.
Yes, you can. I went online and looked at it. It's cute.
It's totally cute.
Yeah.
And very non-threatening.
Exactly. It looks like something, you know, that someone, you know, in IKEA would have designed.
Oh, it's
you know,
true. It's very sleek.
It's very simple, very
it's
sleek.
It's the IKEA of vibrators.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and it's, you know, just a little slender column that kind of has a bend to it.
Little
and then
knob on it.
The knob on the end. And yeah, it seems like that's perfect, certainly for prostate, because it's like, well, you can target it right there. And
it's perfect.
G-spot too, yeah.
And the G-spot and the prostate are definitely related to one another when it comes to our physiology. So so to have a toy that accesses both of them the same way, it's really great. You can even share it with your partner once you've cleaned it.
Right.
You know, antibacterial.
Or they're very affordable. Buy two.
Oh, that's true. You may as well.
50% off if you use the Dr. Cat
that
code.
That's right.
That's kind of like buy one, get one free.
Yep, that's true. Buy one, get one half off. So so anyway, it's really great. And you can also use it outside the body, too, for the clitoris or the end of the penis. It's waterproof, so it's easy to clean up. I just like that it's, you know, it is the IKEA of sex toys, and you can use it in a plethora of different ways.
Exactly. And it's cute.
You got it. And so you mentioned the code. So if you go to adamandeve.com right now, you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order, and use the offer code DRKAT at the checkout. That's DRKAT. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today.
And something new that we'd like
yeah
to include here is that everyone's a critic.
You got it.
And you can be too, listeners. What we would love is we'd like to hear some feedback from you. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, write us a review. Let us know what you think. Good or bad. Well, hopefully good.
Yeah, we would really like good ones. But you know, we'll take
good
what we can get.
Yes, exactly. So you said it's a fairly simple.
It's really simple. So if you're listening to this podcast now, when you're on iTunes, on the main page there, you can just click into write a review. And you don't have to put your real name. You can put in any you know, fake name that you want.
Stir eight but curious.
Right.
STR number eight. Eight but curious.
Right. Any of those. And just, you know, and put whatever star rating and a few words about what you think about the show, because we would really love the support and love to give an idea of other people who haven't listened to it yet about what you think about it.
There you go.
Great. And you can also get more information at drkat.com. That's www.drkat.com. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.